Hey man.
Yeah man.
Are you tired of Spider-Man movies?
No.
What about animated Spider-Man movies?
No.
But a Spider-Verse movie.
You mean with a whole bunch of Spider-Men?
Yes.
Sounds good. They should make something like that.
I love Spider-Man.
Don't you have a tattoo?
Spider-Man? I do. Shh.
In an unnamed location? It's not a tramp stamp, Spider-Man, is it?
We'll just end this conversation.
Maybe we should go ahead and start now.
Start now.
Hey, listen!
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or E?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Coming out December 14th.
In time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. I am looking forward to this movie, Troy, because not only because it's Spider-Man's, but the animation looks amazing.
I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff animated in that fashion before. I don't know what they did different, but it's really eye-catching.
Yeah. It's almost like they took a comic book and animated it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If the trailers are any indication on how the movie's gonna look, wow. I mean, I would get, even if you're like, hey, Spider-Man movie, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll watch it. Because I'm like Troy said, I do have a Spider-Man tattoo, and it's not a tramp stamp, it's on my shoulder, upside down. Still needed to be colored. Any tattoo artists out there, I need to get colored. But anyway, it's Miles, is it gonna?
It's Miles Morales centric.
Yeah. And I guess it's going to be, man, I can't say his name. one voicing Miles Morales. Samelik Moore? Sorry, there's his picture. Please forgive me for butchering your name. Jake Johnson's going to be voicing Peter Parker, Spider-Man, I'm guessing.
I think so, yeah. And it's an older Peter Parker.
Yeah. Like adult a Peter Parker.
Yeah, you've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Oh, and it's even Spider-Woman, or is it Spider-Gwen
I think Spider-Woman's in it also, but she's not in the trailer.
The trailer is Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen / Ghost Spider. She changed her name because she's so cool.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of Spider-Gwen. I'm sorry. That's one of the Spider characters I just really...
Yeah.
I'll
be honest, I don't know anything about her.
I know very little, but yeah, she's in it. Like I said, you saw the older Peter Parker,
right?
Spider-Man Noir,
yeah,
and everybody's favorite Peter Porker, Spider Ham. They even brought in Spider.
That's gonna be awesome. I can't, Troy. This is gonna be fun. I think honestly, if there's no storyline, just seeing all these characters in this animated movie is going to be so fun to watch, I think.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, whenever Marvel puts all the same characters together, like all the Spider-Men, you get a lot of comedy and action, and it turns out to be a really good movie. DC does it, you get the Nightmare Batman.
Yeah.
And just the world damn near ends. So that's the two different ways those guys throw the characters together.
Yeah. I did not know this until right now. I looked on my phone. Who's voicing Spider-Man Noir?
Yes.
I did not know
you
that.
You didn't know that?
Crazy Nicolas Cage.
Spider-Man Noir.
That's gonna Nick be Cage. Awesome. The bees. Ah. Sorry. And we got a Liv Schreiber is going to be voicing Kingpin. Mm-hmm. And Ultimate Prowler is gonna be voiced by Ali from what's his character's name in Luke Cage? I can't remember.
It was Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth, right? Yeah. He's gonna be voicing the Prowler in the Spider-Verse movie.
And the Prowler is actually Miles Morales' uncle.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know.
Oh, there's that Easter egg for if you didn't know about Homecoming.
Yeah, Homecoming. That was Donald Glover that played him. I can't remember his name. Aaron, something. Yeah, Prowler. It's his uncle. But the premise is on Miles Morales' reality, playing the reality universe. They something happens with a super collider.
Yeah.
That causes, I guess, a rift between all the universes, and all these other Spider-Men come into Miles Morales' universe. Mm-hmm. and they have to do something to fix this before it destroys all their realities. Don't know what it is, but it looks good.
It has Spider-Man. I'm gonna watch it anyway. It
has the Goblin.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna watch it. What's that?
It has the Goblin.
Oh,
Scorpion.
That Goblin, is that one like that? Because I know in the preview it's got, the Goblin is like ginormous.
Yeah, he's bulky and huge.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just their rendition or what, but there's been about 1,000 different renditions of Goblin.
Yeah. So
everybody has been the Goblin at some point.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. I think there's only 2 trailers out for this movie right now, or one. I apologize.
I've only seen the
research.
One.
I think there's only 1. I mean, they showed it. We saw it in the theater when we watched Venom, and it was also at the end of something, right? It was also an end credit where they performed it.
Yeah, Venom. I think it was the actual end credit for Venom, not the mid credit rolls, which was
pretty cool.
Yeah, that mid credit roll I thought was better than the whole Venom.
The whole movie, the mid credit scene was better than the whole movie.
But I'm jaded. You don't want to talk to me about Venom.
Yeah. If you missed our review on Venom, check it out on our YouTube page. We went and saw the Animal Draft House and did a little review. I don't want to talk about it either.
The only thing Venom about it was the title. That was not Venom on that screen. But anyway. Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes. December 14th
yep.
This year, coming out. Good little Christmas. We got a bunch of stuff coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be a very hectic Christmas schedule.
Yeah.
All those Spider-Men thrown together, one universe. Like you said, awesome artwork, looks like a comic book page.
Yeah, the animation alone, like I said, it's one of the reasons I want to go see it, but the top reason, of course, being Spider-Man's, being in it.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's, I don't know.
It looks like a pretty good story, too.
Yeah.
Like in the trailer, when you watch it, when the dad drops him off at school and embarrasses him because he didn't say, I love you, Dad.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's typical Marvel humor. I like it.
I do, too. So, who's your favorite Spider-Man? Or if you have a favorite Spider-Man, comment down below. Let us know what's up.
Who's your favorite?
I'm going to go with good old Peter Parker. I'm going to go with the original. And I honestly really like the story behind Miles Morales. It was really cool, too. Just especially having that other ethnicity, being able to be a Spider-Man was so cool to me, I think.
Yeah.
And just the way that they brought it down, they kind of tied it in, especially with having his uncle being Prowler and stuff. That was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about yourself? Do you have a favorite? Or
Superior.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love Superior Spider-Man.
Cool. Well, who's your favorite? Let us know in the comments down below. Don't forget to like, subscribe. To this video and to the Zia Comics Talk Nerdy to Me YouTube page. You can find us at Pasajero Posts on Facebook. You can also come down, talk to Troy at Zia Comics, a new location in Las Cruces, 125 North Main. This place is awesome, man. I love
Thank
this
you.
Place. I'm going to be in trouble because I'm going to spend so much money here. So hopefully I...
Not for me. you won't be in trouble with me.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Anything else? That get all the.
I think you got it. El Paso Herald Post, YouTube, and Facebook are the big ones. So.
Yeah. And then same as self promotion. Like my page, Raywork Productions. Get a hold of us if you want a video or podcast made for your YouTube page or Facebook page. Hit us up.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it does ours. You can see how good it is.
Hopefully it looks good. Well, with that, Troy, thanks for having me on this. Page, hopefully we'll get this episode. Hopefully we'll get Jack back soon.
Yeah, he's busy auditioning for another movie.
Yeah.
So,
if
good luck. Hope you get it, Jack.
Do it, Jack. If you're not here next week, I'm wearing a tank top in honor of you, or sleeveless shirt.
Please don't.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
All right, man. Well, with that, I'm Reed Jackson.
I'm Troy Stegner.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
What game that you get on? Is it card or read?